This is Peter Maloney from the Global Power Markets Conference in Las Vegas. It's April 12th, and I'm here with Jack Fusco, President and CEO of Calpine Corp. Jack, Calpine is one of the largest gas buyers in the country. I think you've said in the panel just previously this morning, you're the largest gas buyer, 2 billion TCF a day. So you really have a stake in the price of gas and what's going on in the gas markets. Gas prices are very low. How does that affect your business in terms of buying and in terms of margins?
Peter, Calpine is agnostic to gas prices overall because we are the low-cost provider in our major markets. So we enjoy the benefits of having a lower gas price and volume expansion. So our when we talk to our investors and our shareholders and what our portfolio has shown us is that we're double leveraged to an economic recovery, meaning that as the economy increases, the gas price should increase, heat rates should increase, and our volume can increase because our plants are currently running on average of about 50% of what they're capable of. So we like gas prices in the $5 to $7 range. That's enough for us, our core business, to generate significant free cash flow, as we demonstrated in 2009. When gas prices get extremely high, it's good for us in the short term, but then it breeds a lot of competitive threats. So we're very comfortable where current gas prices are today, and we're fully hedged in 2010.
You say you're agnostic on gas prices. I'm wondering how you feel about the price for carbon. Would you be also agnostic in terms of what's going on in Washington and the possibility of having a carbon price?
As you know, we have the lowest greenhouse gas footprint of any of the large power producers in America. Our shareholders, our founder, Pete Cartwright, had the foresight to anticipate environmental legislation early on. And our current shareholders are going to be the beneficiaries of those. Having said all of that, I went from being extremely excited on what was going on in Washington and having a price on carbon, any price, to being not so excited. And the current scheme with free allocations to the dirty older coal generators defeats the purpose of any type of benefits to America and from an environmental perspective. So I think currently while anything is good for Calpine because of our low carbon, low environmental footprint, having the EPA continue with its aggressive stance is probably much better than having Washington pass a mediocre bill.
An interesting point. There's been also some other news. Yesterday, the Mirant and Reliant, formerly known as Reliant Energy, now known as RRI Energy, agreed to a merger. And I'm wondering what you think of in terms of consolidation in the IPP industry.
The IPP industry, much like the utility industry overall in America, is extremely fragmented. I think when times are tough, like they are now, scale matters, diversification matters, so regional diversification, to get the benefit of weather pattern shifts like Calpine has, when typically when California is doing really well, Texas isn't, and vice versa, and they counteract each other. So I think, you know, when I look at those the press releases and those announcements, it looks like you know, they were trying to build some scale and some mass. They're still going to be extremely small from a market cap perspective in this sector. So I would expect in the utility sector overall to see a significant number of consolidations, especially when the high yield market is back and as strong as it is and people are able to get financings.
I think that should wrap it up, and I appreciate your time, Jack. This is Peter Maloney with Jack Fusco, CEO of Calpine, from the Global Power Markets Conference in Las Vegas.